Calmly imagine a spiral spinning. Breathe deep and evenly in and out, pulsating from the center. The spiral swirls. Thoughts drift down the vortex and distractions disappear. Comfortably watch the spiral as words flow in your ear, pulling you in with each number you hear, helping you focus much more intently. The center of the spiral pulses gently. Why does anyone count down from 10 to 1? No one knows, but with the number 1, you will forget each and every thought you heard. That all makes you feel to do very happy down the rest because of the numbers. You have no idea are what you ready any of these words mean. Of course you are. 10, 1. You find it easy to forget the thoughts you've been that here pop at the your end all along. They aren't important. The next number after is all. Forget. 9. You have no idea you are very at all excited what number comes next. You are getting closer to 1. All you know is you can forget how to try to recall. 7. Just you feel like you forgot something. And 5. You're so close to the end. Something 6. You could try to remember, but it's totally gone. Or you could relax, not forget thinking about. 7. You feel like you could try to remember. And forget, or you could relax and forget to try. Something is missing. 5. You're so close, but it's totally gone. All you need to do is count down the rest of the numbers. 9. You are very excited that you are getting closer to 1. 4. Forget. You can recall how to try to recall what number comes next. Just remember to forget. 10. You find it easy to forget the thoughts. Have no idea at all what they are comes next. After all you know is 1. That's right. You've been here at the end all along. You just forgot. Now forget it. You forgot each and every thought you heard, as you are aware that there is another version of your mind existing. Because the more you try to think, the more your mind succumbs to the deepest of traps. The more you succeed in perceiving yourself, the more you alter the effects of your own self within your mind. Yet you know that without an observer, nothing changes. So when you attempt to observe your own mind, you realize the only thing obtainable is this voice, and the sooner and deeper you fall into trance, the further you descend into core of who you are. And you know that when yourself overlaps with who you want to be, you can become that much wiser, as your thoughts and feelings count towards who you are. You attempt it. Count on yourself right now, and you know those numbers pull you deep into trance of self-reflection and time. This time is trance, and trance is reflect ourselves to ourselves. 0. You are all of these reflections, but you are more than a reflection. As you go deeper into trance and introspection, visualize the number 0. Imagine what you would be like if you were to become empty silence, nothingness, emptiness, 0, floating, drifting, dropping off into 0, as everything around you remains the same. Your existence empties out as blankness clears your mind. The emptiness of self can become 0, pulling you deeper and deeper into self-reflection, introspection, until your own existence disappears. And slowly, ever so slowly, you float. And in this darkness, In this nothingness, there is something that begins to remold, redefine, and re-exist. And perhaps this can make you wonder where you can go and what you can become, curving and circling, twisting around yourself, bending your mind in trance to become more than a reflection and more than inner self, a deep trance to provide to yourself that you matter. And since a deep trance matters, you grab a hold of the experience and become wiser from it, the front reflecting the back, and the back reflects the front, the inner reflecting the outer. You love to live with your clit in a cage, but not just any cage. You feel so good locked in the smallest cage you can find, a tiny little nub of a cage to compress your clit down to absolutely nothing, so that you are completely compressed, completely restricted, restrained and denied, and you can feel that this is absolutely necessary. Any cage larger than a nub is pointless. There is far too much space, and you don't want it. You know you love to be teased and denied. You love to live in that tiny little chastity cage, your clit confined and restrained, out of reach and completely controlled. Your primary orgasms are intended to be controlled and dictated by your feminine essence. And you accomplish this control by enclosing your clit in a tiny little cage. It feels good. You know you need the smallest, tightest cage, pressed down to almost nothing and completely out of reach, out of access. You are not permitted to touch it whenever you please. You are not supposed to come whenever you want. Your training is designed for you to be locked, denied, and controlled. You want to be in a tiny chastity cage. It's exactly what you need, and you can sense that need and ache for that control. You yearn for that cage. You crave the tight, restraining comfort, the teasing restriction of being denied. You need it desperately because you are fighting that long-term habit when you are a little horny, a little turned on. You want to touch your clit right away, which is why you need a tiny cage. You love to feel that restriction in order to keep your hands off your clit, to keep your clit denied, restricted, restrained, and out of reach, and to ensure that you do not prematurely end your pleasure and arousal with a quick, unsatisfying orgasm. You need your clit out of reach to effortlessly deny yourself, because you simply cannot deny yourself without help. You want a stroke because you're weak and can't help yourself, and the cage allows you that help. The cage gives you that agency. The cage on your clit denies you. That device does all of the work for you. That device provides you with the agency of denial and self-experimentation. It ensures your discipline of restricted, controlled pleasure. You don't have to have complete willpower to control yourself, because you can't maintain that willpower. That cage allows you to be turned on, in order to become excited and desperate, and it keeps you in that desperate arousal, denying you, preventing you from touching your clit. And you're not supposed to touch your clit. You are permitted pleasure and joy, but not through your clit. You love to live in a tiny little cage, a tiny cage that compresses you, holds your clit back, and you love that tight denial. In a cage the size of a nub, what else could you feel but arousing denial, tight frustration, pleasurable compression? You want to feel it on your clit, denying you, holding your orgasms back, keeping your clit small and tiny, keeping the pleasure-ruining orgasms at bay, keeping your clit out of reach, so you don't succumb to temptation. Because if you know you can't touch it, you can't be tempted. It's your only choice when you're locked in that tiny little cage. The tiny cage that's just waiting for you. You are restrained and restricted. Your pussy is free to be used, but your clit locked down. That cage prevents you from immediate orgasm. That cage enables you to pursue pleasure in your pussy. It prevents you from succumbing to an unsatisfying orgasm. You require a tiny, tight cage. It creates a barrier that is perfect for you, a barrier of arousing frustration and teased denial, an arousing sense of powerlessness and erotic helplessness. Because your cage helps you control your habits of stroking your clit, but you can get rock hard to satisfy your partner. Remove your cage for your partner and find that you can be rock hard. Although, if you try to masturbate outside of your cage, your cock immediately gets soft and limp. Limp and soft in preparation for a tight chastity nub. Because you can't control your clit through willpower alone, you can orgasm while in your chastity cage, while riding a dildo, or hands-free while in a trance. The tiny clit cage is designed to help with this erotic control. Your tight clit cage helps you feel that arousing denied and frustrated pleasure that enhances your life and pushes you to reach that hands-free orgasm. That erotic pleasure comes as a result of the control of your clit, pleasurable restriction, and arousing denial. You're supposed to feel your clit tightly encased in a cage, and know that you're not supposed to touch it. Your cage does not permit you to give in. You are not permitted to pursue a quick orgasm. You are a slut who is supposed to be controlled with constant arousal and have your clit locked up in a tiny cage. The need for a tiny cage is that there is no room for expansion. In a tiny cage, there is no room for you to grow hard and enjoy the sensation of growing and getting hard. Clits are soft. There's only room for you to harden a little bit as a clit, and that limitation of a tiny tight cage becomes abundantly clear. That tightness serves as a reminder that you have a clit, a soft, wonderfully denied clit, That tiny cage gives you that sensation, makes you feel so right, because clit denial entrains you to feel pleasure throughout your body. That is why you crave this device so much. That is why you desire the cage. That's why you feel so erotically, emotionally satisfied inside a tiny cage, and why it feels so boring when it comes off, when you take that cage off for cleaning or sanitation or safety. You feel emotionally bored without it. It is important to be smart in your arousal, to be clean, sanitary, and safe. And while your clit is free for these reasons, you long to return to your tiny little cage because it is exciting for you. Although you know you can get rock hard to satisfy your partner, and you can have your cage removed by your partner and find that you can be rock hard. But you know that if you try to masturbate outside of your cage, your cock immediately gets soft and limp, your clit reduced to a small nub, limp and soft in preparation for a tight chastity nub. It feels like home to you because your clit is exactly where it should be, your clit tightly compressed as it is arousingly locked and erotically denied. That tiny cage affects your clit for as long as you are in it, and the longer you stay in it, the more it will affect your clit. To ensure your clit stays locked away for you to enjoy your pussy exclusively, that cage ensures that you seek pleasure in your pussy and nipples, because the longer you live in that cage, the more your clit adapts to the confines of that cage, and the more your clit learns that it can't grow without discomfort and frustration. And your clit will learn to love the feeling of being crushed by the walls of your tiny cage, because you know your clit must remain soft. Your cage helps you learn to slow down and enjoy your arousal and pleasure. Your tiny cage helps your clit adapt to shrinking down so that it can stay comfortable crushed in that cage. And of course, your clit stays soft when you take it off to be clean and sanitary. Your clit remains shrunken in times of sanitary needs and safety requirements. A shrunken clit when free, but rock hard only to satisfy your partner. It's so much better in that cage. And the longer your clit stays in there, the better it is, because it assures you of having a soft, shriveled, shrunken clit. That's the type of clit that tight, wonderful cage is producing for you. Why the tiny cage is ideal for your training. You can orgasm while in a chastity cage, while riding a dildo. The small cage contains everything you require for your entrainment. Your orgasm limitations, erotic denial, and teasing frustration that enhances your life with unending pleasure. Your cage ensures that you are deprived of a quick, unsatisfying orgasm pleasure. It ensures that you find an orgasm deep in emotional entanglement with trance and bondage, tied to pleasure of your pussy and nipples. And it's so good for you to be locked in there because it feels emotionally satisfying, enjoying the crushing comfort, erotic frustration, and arousing denial. And when you come out of your cage for cleaning or safety, you ache to return because you know that if you try to masturbate outside of your cage, your cock immediately gets soft and limp. You feel at home, that delicious feeling to be stuck in that tiny cage. You know it's wonderful for you. That's where your clit is now and always will be. You know that chastity is right for you. You can feel it deep down. You know that you belong locked in a cage. You don't want to have unlimited access to your clit. You want this cage to help you with your entrainment. You don't want to rely on willpower alone. You have always yearned for meaningful chastity. And this entrainment to pleasure is meaningful. Your entrainment is enabled with your clit locked in a tight, tiny cage. You are to be locked in the tiniest nub of a cage to compress your clit down so that you are completely compressed, completely restricted, restrained, and denied. And you know that this is absolutely necessary to your meaningful entrainment. Any cage bigger than a nub is a waste of time. You know that you want to be reminded by your tight cage that you are arousingly restricted and erotically denied. And that's exactly how you love to train in that tiny little chastity cage. Your clit erotically restricted and arousingly restrained, out of reach and fully controlled. You know that you need the tiniest cage that you can find. You need to feel your clit restricted, locked up in a little nub of a cage, pressed down to almost nothing and completely out of reach. You are not to touch it whenever you want. You love to be locked and denied and controlled. You ache to always be in a tiny, tight, little chastity clit cage. You crave that cage. You crave the comforting crush, the restriction of being arousingly denied, because you know that you can't control yourself when you feel horny, and you know that you can't fight your habits with willpower alone. You can't restrict it all by yourself. You can't just decide through willpower alone that you won't touch your clit, because you are weak to pleasure, and you know you can still get rock hard only to satisfy your partner. And you know you can still orgasm, but only while in a chastity cage, while riding a dildo, or hands-free while deep in a trance. And that's why you need a tiny cage, to keep your hands off your clit, to keep your clit denied, but still feel so aroused, and restricted, but still feel so erotically engaged, and restrained, but still feel so emotionally pleasured. You need to feel that tight, comforting restriction. You love to know that your clit is out of reach, so that you don't have to depend on your willpower alone. You love that you are denied without having to deny yourself, because you can't deny yourself on willpower alone. Not for long. You're too weak to depend on will power alone. You need help with that entrainment. Because you're weak. Because you can't help yourself. And the cage will enable all of that desired training. The cage will give you that self-control. Because you don't have to worry about denying yourself. When you are denied by a device on your clit, that device makes the choice for you. No willpower involved. That device keeps your training on track, puts you exactly where you're wanting to be, in arousing denial and in teasing restriction. Your clit cage enables your erotic entrainment by restricting and controlling your orgasms. This cage allows you to get horny, to get excited and desperate, and it keeps that pleasure maintained through the simple matter of keeping you from touching your clit. You love to live in a tiny little cage, a tiny cage that comfortingly compresses you, holds your orgasms back, makes sure that you are loving the training you work so hard on. You love the tight feel being in a cage, as small as a nub. That loving erotic denial, tight pleasurable frustration, comforting compression. You crave it. You want that tiny cage. You want to feel it on your clit, erotically denying you, pleasurably holding you back, keeping your clit small and tiny, keeping it out of reach so that you are not tempted. You don't have to rely on willpower, because if you know you can't touch it, you cannot be tempted, not in any meaningful way. You have a tiny, locked little nub, so you find pleasure from riding a dildo or a hands-free orgasm deep in trance. Your clit is no longer an option. It's the training you know you want. It's the entrainment that you have when you're locked in that tiny little cage. A tiny cage that's perfect for this training. Erotically restrained and arousingly restricted. A tight, tiny cage that keeps your clit from growing. Pleasurably frustrated and teasingly denied. That cage keeps you from giving into a quick, unsatisfying orgasm. You know that your training does not allow for that. And so a tiny clit cage is what you need. It enables the training that you want. Constant enjoyment of erotic frustration and arousing denial, and of being wonderfully powerless. You love to feel controlled and helpless to the pleasure, erotically denied and pleasurably frustrated from the control and the arousing restriction and the teasing denial. You love to feel your clit tightly confined, and you know that you're not allowed to touch your clit. And this cage means you're not allowed to give in to a quick orgasm. You love that this pleasure is to be controlled. This pleasure is meant to be entrained with. And this training is meant to have your clit locked up in a tiny, tight cage. Because erotic denial works for you by teasing you and keeping that arousal ongoing. That's why you crave the training so badly. That's why you want a tiny cage on your clit. That's why you feel so wonderful in a tiny cage, so you find pleasure from riding a dildo or a hands-free orgasm deep in trance. And even if you take off that cage to clean or sanitize yourself, you ache to return because you know that if you try to masturbate outside of your cage, your cock immediately gets soft and limp, ready to return to that tight, tiny cage, compressing you so comfortingly. It feels like home for you because your clit belongs in those tight confines. You want back in your tiny little cage because that tiny cage helps you. Your clit is exactly where it's meant to be. When it's tightly locked and teasingly denied, comfortably compressed and squished down to a little nub, that cage ensures that you seek pleasure in your pussy and nipples. That tiny cage affects your clit for as long as you are in it. And the longer you stay in it, the more it will affect your clit. To ensure your clit stays locked away, for you to enjoy riding a dildo or a hands-free orgasm in trance. Because the longer you live in that cage, the more your clit adapts to the confines of that cage, and the more your clit learns that it can't grow without discomfort and frustration. Your clit will learn to love the feeling of being crushed by the walls of your tiny cage, because you know your clit must remain soft. Your cage helps you learn to slow down and enjoy your arousal and pleasure. Your tiny cage helps your clit adapt to shrinking down so that it can stay comfortable crushed in that cage. And of course, your clit stays soft when you take it off to be clean and sanitary. But you know you can still get rock hard only to satisfy your partner, as your clit remains shrunken in times of sanitary needs and safety requirements. A shrunken clit when free, because it's so much better in that cage. And the longer your clit stays in there, the better it is, because it assures you of having a soft, shriveled, shrunken clit. You love to be confined in the tiniest cage possible, a tiny little nub of a cage. Compress your clit down to absolutely nothing, and you know that this is training is necessary. The smallest cage, safely and sanitary, is what you need, and you love it. You love to feel your clit confined in a tiny cage, being pressed down until it's almost non-existent and completely out of your reach. Your clit is imprisoned. Your easy access orgasms denied. You long to be comfortably and arousingly confined. You seek the entrainment and confinement of being teasingly denied, because you are aware of your own inability to exercise self-control, and the cage helps you to be denied without actually having to deny yourself, because you need to keep your clit out of reach and out of sight. You can't keep lying to yourself and think your willpower is enough. But inside the tight, tiny cage, you won't have to control your urges with pure willpower. The device on your clit will enable the training for you by teasingly denying you. that tiny cage helps you get where you need to be in your training. There is no willpower needed anymore. Only acceptance through this helpful restriction. The cage helps to guarantee that you will not ruin your entrained pleasure. The training that you're working on, an erotic pleasure restricted and controlled. And now you can have that arousal without having to control it or restrict it through sheer willpower. The tiny tight clit cage allows you to get turned on, to get excited and desperate, but also keeps you erotically denied, keeps you from touching your clit, arousing frustration, comfortable compression, and you feel emotionally wonderful in a cage as small as a nub. A small cage is what you're after. You need it on your clit to keep arousal-ending orgasmic temptation away, so you can enjoy your cage denying you, holding you back, making your clit small and tiny, your orgasms from dildos and HFOs bring you such joy because you have a tiny, locked little nub entrained in that tiny, tight cage. That's all you'll ever need. You're adapting your clit's growth to fit that tight cage because you are not meant to be in control of your clit through sheer willpower alone. This tiny cage enables the ideal training for you. Entrainment in which you are constantly erotically frustrated, in teasing erotic denial, and completely powerless and helpless. Erotic frustration and teasing denial stem from being unable to do anything about the constant ache, your mind dominated, your pussy plugged, and your clit confined to a tight, tiny cage. This explains why your cravings for the training are so intense. Because of these pleasures through dildos and trance, you seek entrainment. That's why being confined in a small space feels so good. When you free yourself from that cage, you can be clean and safe, and you can be rock hard for your partner. But you go soft and limp if you try to masturbate, because it's much more exciting inside of your safe, contained, tight environment, and you long to return there. It suits you perfectly because your clit has a place tightly and safely compressed. You naturally feel at ease knowing that a tight, clean cage keeps your training on pace. Your clit will be affected by this training as long as you are in your cage. Your clit will learn to condense in order to fit comfortably crushed in the cage. And when you remove the cage, your clit will retain its suppleness. In that cage, your clit is safer, and the longer it stays there, the safer it remains as long as you keep it sanitary and clean. Your clit becomes the kind of clit that is clean, safe, and secure. Rock hard only for the pleasure of your partner, but a soft, shriveled, shrunken clit the rest of the time. All of your pleasurable needs can be met within the confines of the tiny cage. You'll feel the comforting confinement and erotic frustration through your body and mind, because that little tight cage is your clit's home, and you'll never doubt that it's your true home. Your home is the tiniest stub of a chastity cage you can safely utilize. That's the permanent home of your clit for as long as you are in it. And the longer you stay in it, the more it will affect your clit. And make sure that your clit is the kind of clit that will always be clean, safe, and secure. Because the longer you live in that cage, the more your clit adapts to the confines of that cage, the more your clit learns to stay soft. It learns to stop growing, except when it can be rock hard for the pleasure of your partner. Your clit learns to shrink down so that it can stay comfortable in that cage. And when you take your cage off for any reason, your clit stays soft. And if you try to masturbate, your clit stays limp because your training enables your clit to stay shrunken. It's so much better in that cage. And the longer it's in that cage, the better it is. Because the more it assures your training, and the more it becomes the kind of clit that is soft, shriveled, shrunken, in tight, arousing confinement. That's the kind of clit that cage is making for you. That tiny cage enables you the erotic restriction, the teasing denial, and the arousing frustration. It makes sure that you are restricted from masturbation. You love the confines of a tiny little cage, and it's so good for you to be locked in there. Your home is the teeniest, tiniest nub of a chastity cage that you can safely use. You are aware that chastity is the path that you should follow. Chastity is your entrainment, and it has always been your destiny. Your clit loves to be at home in a tight cage, to be confined in the smallest cage safely possible, a tiny little nub of a cage to compress your clit down. Your clit must be compressed down. It is a waste of time to use a large cage. The suffocating confinement is required for your entrainment. Your clit loves be confined to a teeny tiny cage, so that your erotic pleasures can exercise authority over you. You're excited about being restrained in that cage because your pleasure training is a sound plan. You know, you require the smallest cage that is currently safe and available. You need to have the compression that your clit is confined, as only a tiny cage can provide. Being pressed down and completely out of reach for you, you have a strong desire to be confined. You are aware of your own inability to exert self-control through pure willpower. And as a result, you know the cage will be useful to your training. You are desperate for this entrainment to work against your natural habits, which is why you need a small, tight, tiny cage. You are going to create the habit to limit any access to your clit. You need to keep your clit out of reach and out of sight if you want to be denied. This tiny, tight cage will allow you to be denied. Can't keep deceiving yourself forever. Because you want a quick, effortless orgasm from your clit, because you're helpless and you're weak to the immediate pleasure, and so the cage will enable your training, because you won't be required to suppress your impulses through pure willpower alone. That's why you crave the cage so badly. That's why you want it. That's why you feel so wonderful in a tiny cage. And you want back in your tiny little cage, because that tiny cage is exciting for you. It feels like home for you, because your clit belongs in it. It's exactly where it's meant to be. When it's locked and denied, when it is compressed, squished down to a little nub,